Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Lord!
See how I do. Oh! On the second day of Christmas, my true love said to me, "Happy Kwanzaa!" Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Joyful Solstice, yes, Happy New Year, and Eid Mubarak. And I thought with the confluence of so many winter celebrations all at once, including this year the Muslim holiday of Eid ul-Adha, we would have a call-in for the next little while for people celebrating the two of those that are lesser known to most people outside your traditions. And that, of course, means the Eid and Kwanzaa. This is not a racial or religious discrimination thing. This is, everyone is saturated with Christmas and Hanukkah by now. So let's clear some bandwidth for people celebrating the other two. So if you celebrate Kwanzaa or the Eid, call us up right now. Give voice to your cultural or religious expression and tell everyone from other traditions what they're all about. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or email brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. Kwanzaa is a holiday name that is fairly present in the media in recent years, but there's usually not much said about the actual celebration. So those of you who do celebrate or observe Kwanzaa, call us up and take us into your homes. What is the holiday about for you? What are you doing on this first day of Kwanzaa? The holiday was only invented about 40 years ago. Do you see it catching on more with younger generations, or is it more of a baby boomer thing? 212-433-9692. And if you are Muslim, Eid Mubarak to you. That's the happy holiday expression, as at least as I've got it from outside the faith. But call us about the Eid. How do you observe that? And we will save some lines for each, so please don't be insulted if we bump you, because we want to make sure we get some people celebrating Kwanzaa, some people celebrating Eid ul-Adha on the lines right now at 212-433-9692. And what I do know is that most non-Muslims do not realize that this time of year, at least this year, because it rotates through the year, features Eid ul-Adha, which commemorates the sacrifice of the prophet Abraham and is a central Muslim holiday that goes back to one of the very first acts of religious devotion of the very first monotheist. In fact, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all grouped together as the Abrahamic faiths, right? And this holiday celebrates Abraham. But call us up and talk about your observance and your family or by you as an individual. What is this holiday to you? Where does it fit in importance with Ramadan and other Muslim holidays? I've read some things that say this is actually the most important Muslim holiday. Is that true for you? 212-433-9692. Muhammad in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Good morning, Muhammad.
Good morning, Brian. I'm also a taxi driver, so excuse the noises in the back, the honks and stuff.
I just hope you've got your hands-free device.
Yeah, I pulled over on the side, actually.
Good.
It's actually a three-day festival. The first day is supposed to commemorate Abraham's sacrifice of his son Isaac, or I think the other one, I forgot his name. So you celebrate it by sacrificing lambs or goats or cows or anything which is halal.
Mm-hmm.
And you distribute the meat to poor people and to your family and stuff. And in the U.S., it's sort of like a different holiday for us. We stay home and get together with family and just eat the whole day.
And what's the actual three-day period? Are we still in it?
No, the first day is on December 31st.
Oh, it's so, coming up. Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Right.
But because we follow the lunar calendar, the next year it will be 10 days earlier. So it dates back 10 years, 10 days every year.
Right. And sometimes when I think about Abraham and that particular Abraham story that this holiday celebrates, the willingness to sacrifice his own son. I know in Judaism we have all of these debates about the goodness of God, the kindness of God over the fact that the very first thing he did with his very first monotheistic devotee was to make him be willing to kill his own son.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a religious scholar, but you're supposed to show God how much you love him and how much you're able to sacrifice for him. And that's the decision that Abraham made centuries ago. Oh. And that's what we celebrate now. So, I mean, I don't think anyone would go out and celebrate sacrifice the children for God nowadays. But
well, in one way or another, right?
One way or another, yes.
But, Muhammad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you say Eid Mubarak, right?
Eid Mubarak. By the way, I'm also for Al Gore. And that has to do with his current stand on the Middle East conflict now, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
What does Mubarak mean, by the way, in this context?
Mubarak means happy, greetings or something of that sort, equivalent in English.
Great.
So it means happy Eid. That's what it would mean.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
And Annette in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hi, Annette.
Happy Kwanzaa.
And to you.
Yes. Well, when I read Dr. Molana Karanga's book.
And he's the founder.
That's right. The African-American holiday of Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
And the very meaning, a celebration of family, community, and culture. And years ago, they used to have a big Kwanzaa festival at Jacob Javits.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to attend all the Kwanzaa festivals there. And locally, I haven't done it in a while because of illness in my family, but in Queens they had a Kwanzaa festival at IS-8 and Roy Wilkins Park.
Are there certain Kwanzaa foods?
Everything is based on very natural fruits and vegetables. Everything is simplistic. It takes the commercialism out. It's supposed to be a holiday where you celebrate your family, culture, items that you made by hand. Nothing commercial. All commercialism should be out.
It takes the commercialism, the materialism out.
But
it is a gift-giving holiday, so yes, probably a lot of people.
Basically books or items that you made or either, mm-hmm. you know, art. And those kind of traditions. And not everyone in my family, very few people in my family celebrate it, but I have friends that do celebrate it.
Do you see it more among your older friends and relatives or younger?
Well, yeah, in my age group, I would say because of I'm in my 60s, so I would say yes. I'm sure mm-hmm. there are a lot of younger couples, but I don't have any. My children, they know about it. They are really, they never really.
Never got into it.
Not really got as much as I have, but they are well aware of it.
Are they Christian? Do they celebrate Christmas?
Well, they don't celebrate anything that much.
Uh-huh. Okay. Annette, thank you very much. Happy Kwanzaa. Abdul in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Abdul.
Yes, hi. Good morning. I'm just calling just to go over what Muhammad has said, that why God wanted, and I think you had asked him why did God wanted the first thing, Abraham, to sacrifice his son who he got when he was very old age. This is a test of a devotion and submission to God. And God, this is a lesson for rest of the humanity, so that submission to God should be the ultimate and the most foremost thing in your prayer to God or to worshiping God. And for us, the rest of us, that we have to sacrifice the most dearest thing to us, which is most of us is money. We sacrifice, and you know, we show the share with others. That's the teaching from there. And but for the Muslim, it is a tradition that we celebrate all the acts of Abraham, his son, his wife, during this month. And it's a 3-day celebration. It actually started. It will start on Saturday. First, we go to prayers, and then you know, we go to sacrifice the animal.
It could, in theory, be a holiday of unity among the three Abrahamic faiths.
It should be. Because, you know, if you really go back, this is the time also do we do Hajj. You know, we go to Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca.
So this is the end of that period is celebrated with this Eid, right?
Yes, and if you look at the rituals of that, what the Muslims do, it is everything that Prophet Abraham and his family have done during that period. When Hagar, you know, Abraham left his wife with the newborn baby. She was looking for water. We ran between the two hills. Without those things, Muslims eat that. Hajj pilgrimage did not be completed. So we go to, and also we go to the field of Arafah, where, you know, the Muslim believe that when the, you know, everybody will be resurrected in that field, in that area.
Abdul, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for sharing all that with us. And Carolyn in East Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, good morning.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For my family and I, Kwanzaa is a holiday season, and we use the seven principles of Kwanzaa, hopefully throughout our daily lives throughout the year.
And there's one for each day that you're supposed to focus on, right?
Yes, there is.
What's the first one?
The first one is Umoja, means unity. The second one, Kujikajalia, self-determination. The third, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Fourth,
does that mean socialism as opposed to capitalism?
Well, I hadn't thought of it in that way. No.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Just being provocative. Go ahead.
Okay. The fourth day, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Fifth day is Nia, means purpose. Sixth day is Kumba, creativity. And the seventh day and the final day, Imani, means faith.
Why is it at this time of year? Is it, you know, right at Christmas time because it's a thumb in the eye of the Bing Crosby white Christmas cultural machine, or is it for some other reason?
No, it has nothing to do with white business machine, as you put it. It has to do with a seven-day African-American cultural experience, and the days were chosen from December 26th through
right.
January 1st.
But why then? Why not, you know, March 3rd through 10th or May 18th through 25th?
It's one of those philosophical questions. It is what is, and that is, and thusly it is celebrated when it is celebrated.
Carolyn, thank you very much. And Magdi in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hello, Magdi.
Hello. Thank you for calling my call, for taking my call. And I want to thank you also for doing a very good homework about Eid al-Adha. You did very well by introducing it. And I think you are the only talk show host that actually did that so far.
Thanks. We try to let everybody in here.
Thank you very much. And also, just a few corrections quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Eid Mubarak means blessed by God. That's the
the expression, and that's what it means, blessed by God.
Yes. Blessed by God, a day that's blessed by God. And also that the son of Abraham was Ishmael. And that's the difference between the belief in Muslim religious and in Judaism, Isaac or Ishmael, which son?
Son it was to be sacrificed.
Well, yeah, you're correct. The Muslims believe that Ishmael was the one, and the Jewish people believe that Isaac was the one. I want to extend my best wishes to all Muslims all over the world, and also all Christians, as I did with their wishing them a Merry Christmas, also with all these people who celebrate Kwanzaa.
Magdi, how does this holiday compare, if that's the right word, to, say, Ramadan or other major holidays? Is this big?
It is the biggest one, yes. It is considered the biggest one, and we have Mulid al-Nabi, which is the birth of Muhammad, that we celebrate a few days with that. And it is 3 days that starts, not ends with Eid, with the Hajj. It starts with the Hajj.
Starts with Hajj, right. This is to mark the end of the Hajj. Why is this the biggest?
Because in the Muslim belief, that's when the start of the Islam religion, when Abraham started faithing Muslim. He is the first Muslim, as we believe, in before Muhammad. He was the father of Muslims and the first Muslim in the religious. So before
the first Muslim.
Prophet Muhammad came, yes.
Funny to think that the first Jew was also the first Muslim. We could do a whole separate show on that and dig a little deeper. But Magdi, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you. We've just got a minute left in this segment. Then we have a lot more to do. But Lisa in Hempstead, you're going to get our last words. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I work for Councilwoman Dorothy Gooseby from the town of Hempstead.
Okay.
And she's having a very large Kwanzaa celebration on Thursday at 4 at Town Hall, 1 Washington Street. There'll be entertainment and the meaning of Kwanzaa and a huge meal afterward. So everyone's invited, and bring kids, bring friends, and it'll be a great time.
Working even here on the day after Christmas, first day of Kwanzaa, getting the word out about your politician.
I'm the food committee, so...
You're the food. All right. Thank you very much. Well, that was so fast that we don't really have time. All right. Nah, I could have gotten somebody on, and it would have been unfair because it would have been too short. So back to James Brown. So happy Kwanzaa, Eid Mubarak, and James Brown, rest in peace. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.